This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown, and it is a pleasure to welcome you onto the podcast. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend, by the way. Today on the show, we are chatting to Ben Bell to find out about what he's done to improve his Ironman run performance and what it takes to run really fast off the bike. That's all coming your way shortly. But speaking of fast bikes, a new set of race wheels would be nice, don't you think? Well, you can pick them up at a fraction of the cost if you're looking for high-performance race wheels that are up there with the best brands in the world. Wheelscience has got you covered. You can get high-performance race wheels at a fraction of the cost of those big-name brands. All the quality, all the performance at half the price. Go check them out. TheKonaEdge.com/wheels is where you can get all the details. And if you use the coupon code KonaEdge, all one word, KonaEdge at checkout, they'll give you 10% off your order. Coming up next, we'll chat to Ben. We chat some running here on the podcast today. Ben Bell joins us once again as we head back to New South Wales. Ben, welcome back onto the podcast.
Hi, Brad. Nice to chat, mate.
Ben, let's talk about your running. You are more than half decent on the run. It helps being a good runner when it comes to the sport of triathlon.
Yeah, it does. Running comes pretty natural to me. Thankfully, it's always nice knowing you can close out the race with a good run.
Yeah, I mean, people often say, like, you've got to be a good cyclist if you want to be competitive, and that's where the race is won and lost. But, I mean, coming into the sport and being a good runner and being confident that you can chase anyone down really helps. I mean, from a run perspective, what is the key to being a great runner off the bike?
Just that. I do a lot of training running off the bike. It's given me the confidence in my racing to know I've got that strong run there off the bike. So that's really helped me.
How do you do it, Ben? Do you do full run sets off the bike, or is it a case of just – because we know what it's like. I mean, you get off the bike and you're running and it feels like you've got someone else's legs. Do you tend to do full run sets, or is it a case of just running for a K or two off each bike session? How do you structure your workouts to get those runs off the bike in?
Generally, I'll run off the bike just about every time. Excuse me. I just find it being warmed up, and it's a time saver for me. So I do a lot of that running off the bike.
Do you do your full run sets, or are they tend to be short, sharp runs off the bike?
No, generally my full sets. If I'm running four or five times a week, I'd probably run off the bike four times. Then I'd do another track set as well.
That's incredible. Over time, is there anything that you think that you've done that has really improved your run performance and helped you get better on the run?
Just building on the long run, being comfortable, being out, you know, running for two and a half hours, just getting the body used to that long run and the amount of time you're actually out there running for an Ironman. So to me, the long run's crucial.
Ben, you mentioned before you got into, or before you did your first Ironman, you had run a couple of marathons and had done quite a few halves as well. Do you run any standalone marathons? I mean, I often chat to triathletes where the only marathon they ever run is in an Ironman. Do you tend to do much standalone run racing?
Not now. Just the way I structure my season, I might run one half marathon in the off season just to keep me motivated, but certainly no more marathons. They hurt too much.
I was going to say, is that just because physically they take too much out of you?
Yeah, definitely. If you've raced one or two Ironmans a season, then to run a marathon, it's really taxing.
As far as you mentioned the strength and conditioning work as well, and when it comes to running, I mean, that stuff is vital to stay injury free and that sort of thing. Does that play a huge part in what you do from an overall holistic sort of Ironman training perspective?
Yeah, definitely. That's crucial. Just that constant stretching and rolling just to keep the body loose and supple. Yeah, you can't do enough of it.
Favorite run workout? If you could only ever do one run over and over again for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
There's a long tempo run I like to do. It's sort of about an hour 20 duration. I'll punch it really hard off the bike for 10 minutes at sort of 70.3 pace. Then I'll settle into a nice, comfortable aerobic pace for about half an hour. Then the last portion of that run, I'll do 1K efforts with a 2-minute float recovery.
Brilliant. Ben, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your nutrition next time out. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge.
No worries. Thanks, Brad.
And that's it for another edition of the Cone Edge in the bag, as they say. Thank you very much to Ben for sharing his Ironman run advice with us. And thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the podcast. It was brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for high-performance race wheels, the cool thing is they ship worldwide. They come with a worldwide money-back warranty. So they will last you a lifetime. They are proper race wheels. I've been riding with mine for a few weeks now and absolutely love them. So go check them out. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels for all the details. There's a video on our social media feed as well if you want to see what you get in the box when you buy a set. All you need to do is just search for Kona Edge on the Facebook or on Twitter and Instagram as well. That's where you can have a squiz at that video. And make sure that if you are going to pick yourself up a set of those Wheel Science wheels, use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout to get 10% off your order. That's KONAEDGE, all one word, to get 10% off. And the URL to get to, and it is in the podcast player of this podcast, by the way, right below where you're listening to this. Just click through, or you can type this into your browser, thekonaedge.com/wheels. We'll take you straight there as well. Go check them out. Let me know your thoughts. We've had a few people who listen to the podcast buy the wheels, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you have picked up a set, let me know what you think of them. They've been absolutely amazing in my opinion. I love them. And I'd love to hear yours. So that's thekonaedge.com/wheels. And the coupon code, once again, is KonaEdge, all one word.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.